I failed kindergarten because they told me to count to 100. And I got to like 30 and I looked at the teacher and she goes, do you know how to count? You need keep going or something like that. And I said, no, bitch, you count.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Well, this week I made $359. And I could go out like more again today and make more. But
every day wasn't an 8-hour day
though, was it? No day was an 8-hour day.
Yeah, when you said laziness, were you referring to the WNY News?
I was.
Okay, good.
I was.
I don't get it, dude. It's so disappointing because they're the number one news that I like to go to. Why? Because it's local.
Okay? Yeah.
I got news apps I'm on all the time, but the first one I like to go to is my local news to find out what the fuck's going on. And all week long, there's news. It's great. I love it. But guess what? Friday, that's the last news you're going to fucking hear until Monday. And it sucks.
Let them know.
How? You just open the app.
You're telling them right now, bud.
Watch the WNY News now. Please, can I get some news on a fucking weekend, please? I love you guys, but on the weekend, I hate you. because what happens, Monday comes along, and there's a huge list of shit that happened. You're like, wow, that happened over the fucking weekend? What the fuck? I wish I would have known that.
So you're saying all the articles are uploaded on Monday?
News reports.
From the weekend, yeah.
Weekends are.
So I wonder why they don't upload this shit on weekends.
I don't understand.
It's already prepared to go up on Monday.
Look, I'll show you.
No, I believe you.
I'm going to show you anyhow.
It don't work weekends.
I just got to show you.
Yeah?
It only takes 2 seconds.
That's when everybody's home, too. That's when you want to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got the app and everything. See, I downloaded your app and everything. It's not just on Google or nothing. See? Talking about the same old family and the benefit. From 2 days ago. Everything. 2 days ago. 2 days ago. 2 days ago. They won't give me no goddamn news.
No goddamn news.
And I know shit's going down, man. There's a murderer running around.
Yeah. I. What was it? Damn.
Yeah. You know, you guys are dropping the ball here. I'm trying to hear about this guy that's running, kidnapping people in Sheffield, Pennsylvania, and going all the way to South Carolina. And I'm finding this out from secondhand news. What's going on? From fucking Facebook.
Facebook.
Wasn't Facebook that you got it from?
Yeah, you should go
on Facebook.
You should go on his page and read the comments.
Let's refresh these guys, listeners, what's going on.
Apparently the murderer from Jamestown from the day before Mother's Day.
What happened to, what did this guy do?
He hid out for a week.
No. Start at the beginning.
No.
Oh, he murdered someone on Williams Street.
It's not him, no. It's some blue guy. Looks just like him, got the same skin. That's what this girl is claiming on Facebook.
Oh, well, no, the real news, though, is on William Street in Jamestown, New York, there is a murder. An ex-boyfriend murdered the mother of his children the day before Mother's Day. Then he took off to Fulton Street, tried to get in his other baby's mama's house, couldn't get in, so started her car on fire. Then took off to Warren, Pennsylvania, where he had rented the car to do it all, to drop the car back off and check out of the hotel he was staying at. Then he was hiding out in Pennsylvania in Warren and Sheffield area for at least a week, because a week later, on the 20th, he kidnapped two elderly people, 89-year-old and 69-year-old, and made them drive him to South Carolina, where he then released them and went on his way. And none of this news is coming on WNY News. Yes. It's all coming from fucking Facebook, Twitter, your mom's
like there's
a whore and everything.
Your mom's a whore and everything.
There's no info on like how long he left them, you know.
He made the old people take their car, drive him to South,
I don't know if you get it.
What's that?
But I just got a seat out of this real good stuff.
Oh,
they're saying he was white, like stocking,
but it still might go.
And then they went, opened up their garage.
It was decent looking. Though. Got him the size of it and the feel of it.
Made him pack the car with supplies. And that's off.
You know what that is? Gorilla Glue number four. GG number four.
I'm sure they know what supplies he has.
That's a famous strand. Gorilla Glue. It was so famous that the company, Gorilla Glue, the glue company, sued for name infringement, title infringements or something like that for the people that named the weed Gorilla Glue. So they had to change the name of it to Gorilla Glue number four. And you got a plaque in there that says GG.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
See, when I hear GG, I think of this fucking kid we went to school with.
Yeah.
A black kid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when you
fucked
said that.
So many girls.
GG.
Ends up with AIDS, supposedly, but I don't think that's true. I think that was just a rumor on people that were hating by him fucking their girlfriend, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Cause he did get around, man. I ain't gonna lie. So he might have got it, and he was around when Nushan was around. So he might have got it, but.
Aren't they all fucking ass Samantha Sargent?
I think every black guy in Jamestown fucking slept with Samantha Sargent.
I don't know Samantha Sargent.
Last time I saw her, I went over to the crib with Keith. She had dudes up in there from Buffalo and shit, like four black dudes.
She's fucking water around here somewhere. Jamestown, I think she used to. Right down the street.
I sprinkled a bunch of Keith in here.
You know what Keith dropped me off yesterday, Uncle? Huh? Two clones. Huh? His dad didn't have any room and asked if I wanted them. So I'm like, sure. They're not the biggest. They're not in the greatest shape. They look. I think they need to get in the bigger containers.
Right.
Possibly. But they're not that big. I don't know. Because when I look in the container, there's only like that much dirt in it.
Oh, shit. They got to be in more than that. To grow.
But they do. They look like they're going to be nice plants. They're both the same kind.
Good.
And they're clones, so they're female for sure.
Right.
I had a female for sure once. I never had a questionable female.
Mine are this big. No, I'm just kidding. I wish.
No, like they're probably.
Can you imagine, Uncle? If we had like four of them this big ready like to go in the dirt right now.
That'd be nice.
You know how big it would be at the end? Dude?
Oh, I have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be beautiful. It'd be beautiful.
A nice ground to put them in. Wide open, you know what I mean?
I still want to do it. I still want to try it one of these times. I was told, you know how I got mine nice and deep? Is good for that tap root. But for all the other roots, they don't go super deep. They go about 6, 7, 8 inches. And then they like to go out. So if you make like a bigger area, but not as far, but then make the middle a little bit deeper so that tap root could go down in, and then the other roots could go down and out. I wanted to fucking make one big, big one. Like the size of your pad. Like, till up all the dirt, put in good soil in there, and just see how big we could get one.
Mix it in.
Just see how big you'll put one in there to start, like, I don't know, like that big.
Nice one.
And put
how
it
about,
in the middle.
How big,
see how big we can get it.
Why couldn't you use, that's right, you got a pool going in there now, don't you? Where your garden used to be.
No.
You're a guy, I have.
I did learn a new form of growing, though, not weed, but gardening.
It's
called a no-dig garden.
Explain that.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure when you want to start this. I'm guessing probably before winter. Like in the end of the fall. The winter before. Right before winter.
Yeah.
You want to get like a tarp. Nice thick tarp or maybe a couple tarps. About the size of the area you want and cover it.
Okay.
Right? Then let winter go through and spring comes up. Once spring comes up, you pull that tarp up. A lot of that should be dead. Mm-hmm. Right? Whatever not dead, you just picked a couple things. Then you take some cardboard that breaks down and shit that. And put the whole thing that you just made covered with the cardboard. And then you cover it with about 3-4 inches of your soil. And then you plant on that. Huh. And then your roots go down in that soil, down through the biodegradable cardboard, into the ground, and you have no weeding you have to do because the cardboard stops it, besides a few of them ones that end up breaking through the cardboard, which is just a few here and there compared to all the grass and shit. It's very interesting.
That is a good way to...
You ain't got to do no tilling, no nothing. No tilling.
Right through the cardboard?
Yeah.
No holes or
roots. We'll go right through that cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. The cardboard
Got to be...
We'll start the descent.
You know, a biotherium.
Yeah. Break down.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Cardboard that breaks it down to really grass.
I thought it was cool. I wish I would have shared it with someone so I could get right to it. Sure, you can just Google it. No Dig Garden. That's what they called it. No Dig Garden. When I heard that, I'm like, damn, man, that sounds like fucking good.
A cardboard box?
Yeah. Cardboard. You cover it through the winter to kill off everything. And springtime comes, then you pull that up.
Some cardboard?
Lay your cardboard down. Then you cover that cardboard with 3-4 inches of topsoil.
Cardboard that break it down.
Really. What are you looking for, D?
Drop down.
A nugget?
A little tiny one.
Like, what's really tiny? Like, dime size? Oh, that's not really tiny.
We gotta get that.
Should be sitting on top almost.
Yeah. You would think it would be.
Yeah, I'll just let this do the same thing.
No.
What? That's that one.
It's sitting back a little further. So
but you notice how it is.
This way?
Yeah, it's sitting a little different.
So look a little more under the chair.
Set it here so we can keep looking at that to get a reference. Because it can't be near very far. You see how it's a different
color. Grid it off. Trying to find some bud in the grass.
Yeah. She gone, dude.
If that goes to the carpet gods.
Well, he probably went down to the ground.
It must have been real little.
I'm guessing it's probably more under the chair.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking, kind of.
Oh, it's in the chair.
It's in the chair. I was wondering that.
That's why I was like, all right, let me stand up.
I was wondering that. Oh, this is falling apart.
Fucking paper, man.
Don't do that again.
Sometimes it does that.
Yeah. Give or something
to do. Zigzag do it too sometimes.
I bet it's doing it.
Or at least our mansion game ain't off. We didn't find it.
Sometimes the heat just sticks it.
I don't think anybody even really grabbed for anything either, so.
Oh
shit. Yeah, we this is done.
You know, disappointing.
Yeah, a little bit.
It all just fell right out too. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you roach.
Nah.
You don't want to bring it home?
Nah.
Break it up?
I've been breaking up a lot of roaches lately. I'm good. I was watching this dude on Discovery Plus. He's got a new show out. I am Rob something, or I guess he's the one who, you remember the glitter bomb for Porch Pirates?
No.
When you steal gifts, you know, he made a glitter bomb.
Oh, yeah.
It's that dude. And it's a pretty interesting show.
Did he get in trouble for that?
No.
Someone got in trouble. Oh, did you see the one dude? They got busted for murder, for manslaughter, because some kids kept fucking smashing his mailbox.
Oh, shit.
So what he did was, I think he filled it with concrete or something like that. And then when they came to hit it, it fucking broke something and it stuck into the kid or something like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Him. So complete accident.
It was just to stop him from fucking smashing his fucking mailbox.
A thousand ways to die, too.
Yeah. Yep.
What was number one?
I don't know. I never got that far.
Coronary conclusion?
I got to a couple.
What's that?
I think I Googled
it. Your heart stops.
So all that just for them to do.
I know.
Your heart stops.
I know the one, a guy was fucking around. And he shot next to his friend. And his friend was, like, jumping, like, making him dance or whatever. And he fell. And when he fell right on a rattlesnake. And a rattlesnake bit him right here.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, right there where his fucking heart is. So the poison was, like,
right there.
Right
there. At his heart. And that was one of the ways, a thousand ways to die. Another one is these dumbass kids walking around, say, fucking wanting to get high. They were smoking weed, didn't have no weed. So we'll say, well, let's go around and try to smoke other things, see what else gets us fucking high. Smoke poison sumac.
Oh, shit.
They dead.
Wasn't that like six or seven?
I don't know, but it was one of them.
I've seen that one. I would say that was the closest one.
I tell you what, Paul Ellis saved my life. I was getting ready to have a campfire. With Sid and McKenzie and that out at Kelly Joe's house on Kelly Joe James. Mm-hmm. And he came out and I'm like, good, you can help me get this fire going. And he's like, dude, you can't fucking burn that. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, that's poison sumac, dude. We sit around this fire and breathe that shit in, we're dead. Oh, I'm like, shit. Yeah, right. He goes, dude, I swear to fuck to God, man. So he took it all out. I didn't know that. If he wasn't there, we could have got really sick at least.
Oh, I know.
If not, died it.
I don't know what poison sumac looks like.
There's a lot of it around.
That's why I'm so scared.
You don't get, like, no rash or nothing touching it. Well, I didn't, because I cut the shit out of it and stacked it up to burn.
All wasted effort, it would appear.
Yeah, but that's the point. Where there is, that's the point.
Mm-hmm. It's the toxins when you burn it.
Yeah.
True nature's child.
But them kids were stupid anyhow, but you know, someone had to do it with weed.
Yeah?
I'm guessing, this is my guess. This is how I'm guessing they stumbled upon smoking weed. I'm guessing they found some stuff and they were burning it. And they were sitting next to it. And they breathed it in and they started feeling all fucking funny and everything.
That's a very probable.
Because I can't see someone walking around grabbing one of them kids did in A Thousand Ways to Die. So.
Yeah, but
I
they
think
had
their stories made it, you know. But the story.
Like, how did someone actually say, well, if you take this fucking weed and smoke it, you'll get high as a mother. And then someone's like, really? Let me see.
Well, shit, they were using cannabis back in the days of the fucking Egyptians,
dude,
man.
And the cough syrup. Do you remember the thing I sent you?
Yeah, well, even long before that.
Did I send you that?
I remember they were using
it. You seen what was in it? That cough syrup?
I know there was yeah, there was
morphine. What is that shit you put over marijuana. Someone's face to make them fucking pass out?
Ether?
No. You know when people in movies they come up with a cloth? Because of the sea. Chloroform.
Chloroform.
Chloroform, morphine, cannabis. With in the cough syrup.
That sounds like a good drink.
18 something. Oh, that definitely motherfucking stopped. They stopped coughing, all right.
Put you to the
switch. What was that?
Oh yeah.
For a headache, they drill a hole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Your head's hurting. Oh man, we got to release the pressure.
Yeah, release the pressure.
Demons.
Oh, we went too far.
Now you're lobotomized. I'm so glad about
that. How do you know you drill so far? They start drooling on themselves.
Way back when, I guess.
I would just tell nobody.
These people. The animals. Like
you got a headache. Oh, no, yeah. No. Human. I mentioned.
Headache? I mean, what's a headache? Yeah. No. Never had one.
I guess ache with a human head.
Oh, yeah?
All kinds of different.
Oh shit.
What's up with the Medusa?
Dogs or lions?
Medusa?
Or they are with the human head.
Versace?
Medusa had the snakes in her head.
Are these your nuggies, dude? Medusa, that's Versace's little thing.
I have no idea. What Medusa is?
What, the snake on her when she's
dead? That's her logo.
The hell?
No, I don't think it. Yeah. I don't remember. It was.
It looked like
I think she was cursed by vanity. I think that was. I could be.
I'd be able to tell you if it was important to me because I've seen it before. But
well, you got a little device here. What is the origin of Medusa?
Hey Siri, what's the origins of Medusa?
That's what I'm thinking happened. Here's an answer from Blurted. That body had a snake come out of its eye one time, so it was like Medusa.
But how did she become monstrous?
Siri. Hey, Siri. How did Medusa become monstrous?
Here's what I found from wikibooks.org. Medusa was the only mortal sister of the three Gorgons, who were transformed into monstrous Gorgons by Athena after defiling her sanctuary.
How did they defile her sanctuary?
Hey Siri.
What does that word mean?
Who is Athena and how did they defy her?
Defile her.
What's
that? No, you said defile.
Okay. I found this on the web. Who is Athena and how did they defy her childhood? Check it out.
What? Gotta go dark side of the web.
Yeah.
The role of Athena is.
How do you do that? There's certain mentor, websites you have to use to go dark
she's
side.
The goddess of discipline.
I think it's just like when you're searching dark material, they call
she's
it.
She's the goddess of discipline.
Goddess of discipline. Well, how did Medusa defile her domicile?
I don't know, man. I can't say them words.
So you think if you Google how to stab somebody to death, it's gonna FBI is gonna ding?
No. Only if you're.
What
say
you could
Hillary
do
first.
Is you could go to a Google, an AI chatbot, and say, tell me a story about a guy who stabbed a man and then got away with it. And they'll tell you how to do it.
I need the water, man.
I understand after they take your computer shit, after you're a suspect or whatever, so you gotta become a suspect first.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised it don't ping like that, you know. The FBI office. Ping.
Yeah, they collect what they call metadata just in case.
Well, we'll deal with it after he kills somebody. And I don't want to get involved. Dude's a nut right now. Let him calm down first. So I'll kill him.
Oh,
and
shit.
And we got a case.
Yeah, you gotta.
One less person in this world, too.
if you kill somebody, though, it's got to be somebody you don't know, because there can't be a motive. Otherwise, you will get caught. Hypothetically.
I don't know. I watched too much of that first 48, and everybody just snitches people out.
You know what? Nobody can tell on you if nobody knows.
Yeah, I've watched where the murderer goes right in their office and walks right out because they can't arrest him. They ain't got enough. But later on, they end up arresting
him. A wise man once told me the best way to get away with something is to do it yourself and don't tell anybody about it. Oh my god.
Isn't that looking from a night's
here? That is hilarious.
But apparently, it would appear that Mondays and Tuesdays are slow. Maybe I'll go up to Buffalo on Tuesday. See what I do up there.
You should go to Florida.
That's more than a day trip.
Could be worth
it. Excuse me, it could be, but why?
Tuesday?
What's that?
Tuesday you're going up?
Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
If you want, absolutely.
You're smoking a parking lot somewhere.
Fair enough.
Smoking a parking lot.
You for real want to go with me? Want to go up?
We ain't got no orders or whatever, and he ain't got no orders. We both got no orders at the same time. He just goes to the parking lot where we go. Meet up in the parking lot somewhere in the area that we're doing.
Like I
see. Like the taxi driver.
Yeah. What else you gonna do, though? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, you know how hard it's gonna be. You'd be able to meet up eventually, but.
None of that.
Buffalo's big.
Yeah.
So you guys, one might be over here.
I might be in
Cheektowaga
and you might be in South Buffalo. Is
Orchard Park.
Don't we, if we both in the same area, when we clock in, they'll give us stuff in that area? Or will they slowly move us throughout the city?
But it's a big area.
Yeah, you'll pick up here, drop off here. You drop up here, then you'll pick up here, drop off here.
Right.
Drop
off. I see what you're saying.
Say, people here, they might want something from this store that they don't have, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, one thing I thought about is, what are you going to do when you get downtown and it's meter maids are there and no parking zones, and how do you drop this shit off?
Your hazard lights, bro.
Wait, no parking anytime.
You're not parking. You're not parking. You're just stopping.
Domino.
That's why you use your...
That's the supervisor.
That's why you use your hazard light.
I only know that because I ordered my pizza. I get the buffalo chicken pizza from Domino's, which is fucking delicious. But I get
I'm sorry,
I
bro.
I do it different. Switch it up.
I should have had it.
Oh, I get it without onions. And mine came with onions. Well, it was so late. Somebody was answering the fucking phone. I'm like, what the fuck? So I called the next day around lunch. And they were like, oh shit, I'm sorry, fucking, yeah, they were busy last night, or this and that, we could get you a new one, when do you want it? I go, well, it's lunchtime right now, and I said, I didn't touch that pizza, it's still sitting here. They didn't want the other one.
They didn't want the other pizza? Probably not.
No.
There was nothing wrong with it, it was brand new, not even touched, just had onions on it. And then he lied.
Head of Antifa.
No, it's Domino's.
Well,
the other guy is Antifa. That's just a Domino's dude. Supervisor, too. He lied to me because he's like, I'm sorry. I'm going to make it up to you. We'll give you a bigger one because I just got a small.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he gives it to me when he gets here. I'm like, you got the other one? No. I look at it, it's a small motherfucking, lying motherfucker.
Say
you're gonna give me like a large or something.
Is his last name long?
I have no idea.
It could be short, three letters.
One that was a hippie bit.
No, that wasn't Nate Long.
No. Did one of them pass?
Because he came to my house to give me my free small pizza.
I think one of them passed.
He missed the whole story.
Back in the day, though.
Well, he just passed right now.
I think Nick Long's still alive, ain't he?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Is that one crazy dude still alive?
Over the years, there's lots of people.
That would fucking jump from balcony to balcony. Remember we were on that party out in the country, and this motherfucker was up on the second floor balcony, and he tried to jump from there to like the garage, and fucking grabbed and just wham, and slammed on the ground. I know his parents live up on Baker Extension, like Baker and Valentine's Flats, or not Valentine's Flats, but what is that, Valentine Road? Right on top, where Hucknall live, and Kim lives.
Ryan Anderson?
And Ryan Anderson. What street is that?
Valerie Lane.
Right on the corner of Valerie Lane and Baker. His parents, and I only know that because we stopped at a yard sale there one time, and I seen a picture of them or something. I don't know, but I knew it was them. Maybe he showed up or something.
Did they live in the brick house on Baker?
The corner of Baker and Valerie Lane.
And he had a Jaguar or whatever sitting there forever?
I have no idea.
The fuck? You might even know him.
Who? He was wild, man. He would do wild. He was a skateboarder type of dude. And he would just do crazy shit like Jackass.
Sean Burnham?
No.
I don't know if he was really a skater kid.
See, we got some new chairs. Got the nice, chillaxed one, lean back.
Good shit.
The one you're sitting in, should that feel nice and sturdy?
Yes. That's why I chose this one over that one.
Yeah.
Looks my fat ass ain't gonna be breaking shit.
For free.
Para gratis from where?
That's at least a $20 one. And that's at least 10 bucks at a store. Right here, they fucking people over here threw them out because they were dirty.
Huh?
So we're like, oh, dirt. Okay.
Yeah, it's horrid.
Just had to clean them up.
Shit, when we get the pressure washer out, we'll pressure wash them too. It'll be really clean.
Yeah.
Like brand new again.
Right. Cool. I haven't heard this song in a minute.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Then I can pressure wash my truck.
I'm surprised they didn't think this is racist.
I'm not pretty
fly for
a white guy. You can't say that shit.
Talk
a little about a white person.
What grade were we in, Dean, when this came out? Was this after school?
10th grade. Well, me, I was probably in 9th, 10th grade. Maybe a little before that.
Yeah, this one was...
I was behind you guys in school, though.
We were more like...
You guys are just old men.
Let's all see. Three, y'all.
Even Green Day was too soon. Ours is like that Offspring.
Don't turn it up if that's what you're going to do. Not. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. I'm baby. I'm sorry, dude. This is your house.
Turn it up.
It's not my house.
This is Offspring, ain't it?
Yeah, this is Offspring.
Pretty Fly for a White. No, I was using Shazam.
This is...
So I could try to
self-esteem
find out.
Self-esteem was... We were in 9th grade. 8th grade, 10th. I mean, about
10th. Trying to find the original date here, but it won't tell me.
They're gonna kick his lily ass.
I think
what?
It's on that same CD. So we would have been in 9th, 10th grade. Jesse would have been. How old are you?
42?
So you would have been in like 7th.
Yeah, maybe that's about 7th, 8th grade.
Self esteem.
1998.
I would have been a junior.
Shit, that was the year you're supposed to graduate.
I was graduated.
I graduated in 99.
No, you were supposed to graduate before then.
96 originally.
He's getting ink done.
And then I got to 98.
See, I was supposed to graduate in 98, but originally I was supposed to graduate in 97 because in second grade I got held back. So I was originally supposed to graduate in 97. So when I got to 11th grade, they let me take 11th and 12th at the same time. Since I was old enough or whatever, and I didn't get to graduate with my normal class. But I fucked up somewhere, so I couldn't graduate on stage. I had to take a summer class.
Oh, you gotta be a fuck up.
Hey, I graduated. I got held back kindergarten.
I never got held back.
Do I know who was in the room with me in August? I graduated in August. So I had to go to summer school. But you know the one person, you know the one person that I know and remember who I graduated with, mm-hmm. that sat in the library and got to stand up when they call her name, Fusco.
Fusco.
Me and Fusco graduated together.
Right. I failed kindergarten because they told me to count to 100, and I got to like 30, and I looked at the teacher, and she goes, "Do you know how to count? Keep going," or something like that, and I said, "No, bitch, you count like that." I don't know. I was fucking a little kid,
5 years old.
You know, grew up in the Boys and Girls Club and shit. You know,
he's advanced. I didn't have parenthood. That's what I would have looked at. He's advanced. Move him up. I wouldn't have fucking held him back. He's already putting that in the sentence, saying "fuck you."
Because there were three of us around the same age, so they trusted us together. Because back then, you could let your kids out until 11 o'clock.
Might be a bad word, but he put it in the sentence.
Yeah.
We're
out there.
Fuck you, bitch. You do it.
See me, I grew up on a farm.
I got out of school suspension. And then incident with you, I failed
that year because I was always an ISS. Because of that fuck you, bitch.
Remember Miss DeJoy? Remember Mrs. DeJoy?
Oh yeah, she hated me.
I said that to her. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah. First day of school, got thrown out.
That is actually a kindergarten teacher. I don't know why I would have said
I don't
that
remember
to
my kindergarten
teacher. It just came out.
I do.
I remember my keyboard teacher, computer class teacher in high school.
I remember her,
I always remember her. I wish I could remember a little more of her, too, but never went
there.
They
didn't like us because...
I wouldn't have been one of the kids that told. I would have been one of the kids that
was like, five of us from the Boys and Girls Club.
You need to get a ride to school, honey.
In kindergarten, do you guys play house?
Yeah, kind
over
of.
Over here in the kitchen and stuff like that, you know. Us five guys from Boys and Girls Club try making out with the girls stuff, you know. That's my wife. No, that's mine, you know. Sarah DeMille is mine.
It's the one that got away.
The one that got
right? And I asked her, does the carpet match the drapes or something like that? Somebody thought in kindergarten because she was a redhead.
Dude, totally advanced. Move on to first
grade. Mr. DeMille came and sat down with me. Talk.
Can what you say? Imagine what he was thinking before he went into the room to talk to you? He's probably, when he first heard it, what you said, he said, what? And I guarantee later on that day, he went home and said, honey, or called one of his buddies and said, you won't believe what the fuck this little kid said today.
We were kidding.
Laughing his ass off.
She was a redhead, but I was... My sister,
you know,
was
fire
a redhead, so I stuck
with.
Up for her all the time if somebody picked on her. But somebody said that, and a couple people would say that. I'd be like, oh, shut up. And then one day, she just pissed me off, so I asked her. and she cried.
Did you even know what that meant?
No, and her fucking dad was a teacher at that school, at Rogers at the time.
Oh, shit.
Help.
I fucking love cannabis, man.
As I moved up, he moved up too. That was weird. Like, I went to Jefferson, he went to Jefferson for like a year, and then he went to the high school. Then he tried saying something about he was going to sick his son after me, so every day after school I tried beating up his son. Joe, he was a big dude, but he was a little pussy. One of those dudes you could hit, and he wouldn't even fight back type thing, you know what I mean? But he is a big dude.
God damn it.
I don't give a fuck. We had the best playground. to play tag on. Kids were getting lit left and right, going to the fucking hospital in ambulance. It was a bad playground. People fall through the tires. You gotta figure these are monster truck tires, and they got one on top, two on the sides, and you can crawl through them all the way or walk on top of them, but you gotta jump this big hole every time. The kids would miss it. Boom, boom, fall down in there and shit. And you're talking K through...
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
K through four? They cost. But it was six at the time. Then on the other side of that, right, you got this up here. You got tires halfway buried in the ground. So then you got these. People try to run across those. But then you play tag. People would jump from those to those and get lit. And everything was wood. It was a huge-ass wooden playground.
Yeah, I remember Panama was wooden and tires.
I mean, but this thing was Beetle huge. Cruising. It probably, it was almost like Phil's backyard, this shadow, backyard, and maybe Leroy's. That's how big it was, all wooden.
In the grass now.
Cool, real cool.
He was flying, though.
But too old for that age. Oh, the one where everybody really got fucking lit.
Some holes.
You know those big tires I was talking about, monster truck?
Couldn't be too bad, though.
Chains coming down. You could sit in it, people would push the big wheel. Push the big wheel.
Just right there.
If you fell off it and try to get up, that big wheel is going to come and smack and roll you. You know what I mean? You see the picture of that guy in the paper?
No.
Pushing a big tire around town?
No.
When? Bigger than him. But then, that's the size of the tires they were using at Rogers. Like,
same spots.
Yeah. Yep.
Supposedly you wheeled it down Willard all the way from the top.
I get my car out.
I don't know how the fuck you did that without it getting loose on all the time.
That would be kind of... Who knows if that's even true.
Yeah.
I'm high shit.
Still got my joint.
And we still got another one to go.
GG number four.
GG number four. Let's make it happen, Captain.
I gotta grab water.
Yes, I have coffee.
You have coffee?
I have coffee.
Coffee.
If you only try, you will fail. No. Nothing happens when you try. No. You have to do. You have to do.
Yeah.
Do, fail, repeat, learn. Do, fail, repeat, learn.
Get medicated, do, repeat.
Absolutely.
got full medication. Pause in there somewhere.
True story. I can't say no. I can't say yes.
You don't know.
I don't. There's
possibility.
There's a possibility, but I don't think so. Cause I try not to smoke while I have food in the car.
Right. Well, yeah, just do ask for your insurance info and all that. Your driver's license.
In your car. What kind of car? And I don't even know if they ask for insurance. They mostly just ask for your car and license. Licensing information. Or, yeah, your license and car information info.
How do I check see if my license is suspended?
Well, technically...
There's a Jamestown fine out there that I never paid like a year ago, and they said they had suspended my license, but the judge felt bad for me, so I don't know if it ever got thrown out, but I haven't gotten nothing from the courts.
You would have got a piece of paper.
From DMV at least, right?
You work out a paper, yep, you work out a paper. At least I think, I did years ago.
Well, actually, you
but
wouldn't
now,
be able.
It might be different.
So. You wouldn't be able to have insurance if you don't have a license.
You can get insurance without a license.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. Because, well,
yeah,
one insurance company.
It was some nice strong rain we had.
Ah, yeah.
At one point.
It was.
Dude, it took all that motherfucking pollen off shit. That car.
Yeah. It's not mine.
It well, you came down
on the back window, someone wrote, that's gone completely. Yeah. I thought someone washed their fucking car.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness, I thought your
it
foot
came
was all bad.
Down pretty good.
So
though.
I
man,
I just took it off a second ago. I just sat back down.
But it's off.
It's,
can
it's
we move that?
When you
that
took it off.
I just don't want it to bother me.
Let me just shoot it off.
Think we can move that stool out here a little bit?
Thing now.
That magic.
Man, that's our flicker. Okay.
Just set something. It right in the middle.
But then it'll be down and it's not going to.
Voice as it goes because it's so heavy.
Smoke. Here we go. It's so much easier. You never, ever have to sit here and do this. And then have an all mushy hand. You never have to do that. It grabs and fucking peels perfect. I think that's the way you were supposed to originally peel a banana.
You are. That is.
You smoke the end.
Huh? Because... Oh, it's so much easier every fucking time.
Every time. What it is, you gotta smoke the end, or what if you eat the end? The end of peel, ain't there like...
Oh, yeah. That right there. Never tried it. Seen people do it. Laughed at people doing it.
Well, I've seen people not even take you that see, first bite off.
A cheetah on the old Tarzan movie? With the bananas,
yeah.
Eat them like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that was, and those are movies were made back in the 40s, maybe.
Speaking of bets, you guys still got that picture?
Because they like really, really ripe. Right.
Anybody still got that picture of Tom?
30,
40.
There ain't no sugar spots, so I'm surprised. Bruises.
Is that what you call them? Sugar spots?
That's what I was told.
When I bet you $10 you wouldn't get on that horse and ride it. Sugar jumped on it and rode it.
$10 I have no idea. $10 I was assuming that's where it got hit.
Bruise.
You guys got video of that still or pictures?
Someone told me that wasn't a bruise. It was just
well, we're in an Erie mall and I bet him $10 he wouldn't get on a little merry-go-round horse and he got on it and started.
I don't know how true that is.
Tom probably does.
What happened?
Let's talk about pets, you know.
In the mall.
Do you have a garbage out here? Is that it?
No, it's in that pail. I got to open up a little bit. There's room in the pail.
How's your kitty?
She's a shoddy.
Oh yeah, but like a motherfucker. She has long hair.
Well, what we were asking was,
where you going?
Oh, I thought you guys were
brushing down.
If you had a picture or video of him riding that horse in the area.
Yeah, I got a picture of that, or a video, one or the other. I think just
I
a picture.
Hey, $10 is $10.
I paid out, but I didn't think he'd do it.
Uncle got on one of them riding things in the mall. The kids' things for $10. I didn't think he'd do it.
No, we're not doing that right now.
No, hey.
Uncle's
no.
Like,
bye.
I haven't done this in I don't know how long.
I was probably a little kid myself.
I do have either a picture or a video of one or the other.
I remember there used to be one on top of the hill, Ames or Zames, whatever that is outside. They used to have two of them, a horse and something else.
Where on?
I think a choo-choo train.
Fulvana?
Did that.
Up on Fulvana?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had one outside there. I don't remember what it was.
I think we used to pay a nickel. A nickel.
What'd you call me?
Shit, now what is it, a dollar? Is that what we paid, a dollar?
Probably.
Honey, is that what we paid now when Caleb wants to get on one of them things?
Yeah.
At the mall?
I think so.
You were there.
It was like $1.50.
You went with us.
Well, Uncle, no, I didn't. You guys were Christmas shopping.
Did we?
I wasn't there.
I can't remember. I just remember that.
You didn't go no Christmas shopping.
Yes, you did.
I thought you were
no,
with
bullshit.
Us.
Shit. No, I wasn't.
It was sunny.
Time.
It was sunny.
I was not with you. You're doing something for your special David.
You were with, you must have forgotten.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I didn't weigh that much.
Going down to shoot my old lady.
See, now is this song offensive now?
Probably.
Yeah, well, shit, everything is, man.
But it's he didn't say exhalating.
No, it's right.
So it's no longer offensive. Should grow later.
I really can't believe he was in the Warren area for 10 days afterwards, and there was nothing.
Yeah, I know. That was crazy how he was wandering around. You would think.
Road
maybe
rocks.
They didn't know that, though. But okay. Still, they should have had some sort of manhunt around the area of the rental place, where the car, Chuck, was found.
The woods.
The woods.
Yeah.
They should have been checking all over.
They should have had roadblocks up.
Alerts. They should have, They police do roadblocks all the fucking time for seatbelts.
No, but they want to spend how much? Millions of dollars place. On the fucking city court?
Yeah, where's these drones they just spent so many hundred thousands of dollars on?
The thing is, he was cross state lines.
I bet
that
matter.
Was a big problem.
People, yeah, they work murders across state lines
because
all the time.
The FBI involved? Was the FBI involved?
Well, now
Warren State Police would have to get involved.
Once he crossed the state line.
It's bad on JPD and Warren. That's
and the
ridiculous.
FBI, of course. They're too busy lying.
Depends which way he went. It's going to be Virginia or West Virginia can get involved. Because he drove through it, North Carolina, if he drew through that.
That's wild, he's sitting
it's
here.
It's fed now, it doesn't matter where you went.
He crossed,
And he kidnapped the people in Pennsylvania.
and
they should have fought two and two together. As soon as these two old-ass adults were missing, and they announced that, they were like, this motherfucker took these people.
No,
put an APB out on this kind of car, let the state authorities know. All this time, this is the kind of car we're fucking.
Why doesn't
for.
Anybody get alert on their phone when somebody like that?
Like an
that would be
alert.
Jacked
yeah,
up.
Why? We should. They should. The junior didn't even know anything about
they
it.
They used to.
A man like, of interest. It should be sent to everybody's phone.
They used to.
Yeah, but you want to know what happened?
Or not no more.
Bing, 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 bing.
Watch
bing,
them.
Bing, bing, bing,
right.
bing, bing.
So?
Yeah, you want your phone fucking, you go in, you have 100 notifications because all over the United States there's a man of interest.
No, just the one. You only get, well, I mean like area. They could do area ones.
Like what if he got caught and they can't get him with that murder because they don't really have proof that he was there?
They didn't
it's
even
just
have
stuff that happened before that.
They didn't have shit.
Could he get out on bail reform with the other charges? Arson.
I don't think so because he's wanted for that rape and stuff before. He was on the 10 most wanted before that.
Kidnapping. Rape well, PA, no, PA is going to keep him. The kidnapping.
Who did he rape?
No, he'd probably come back here.
He'll do us a first.
He'll probably come here because
he's
murder. Murder.
If he could, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was wanted before he committed the murder, so he had to have a person. So they probably could hold him now.
These laws are fucked up. I
don't know why nobody was watching her house when he's out walking the streets and he just raped her and broke into her house.
I don't know
why. I'm sure she had all the protection on him.
The locked door saved the one woman's life. Why did the door must have been unlocked down here unless he had a key?
I broke it into houses that were locked. You broke it into houses that were locked.
Well, then why didn't he break into the house down there?
I broke into the houses that were locked.
I knew the dash cam was there and fucked.
Yeah, but from what the way I was told is she went through the door.
Bell thing. Whatever she had.
And right there, the kid was sleeping on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people leave their doors unlocked.
Sure.
Soon, no.
Not today.
She is.
Years
maybe
ago,
a smoker
when I was kid,
the door unlocked, so
we could. We left everything.
I don't even feel like
we could leave our keys in the car.
Crime just wasn't spread around like it was
door.
Back then. Things happened back in the day. But now it's just so part of normal life.
That porch is enclosed. It has a thing around it, so maybe she's a smoker. Leaves it unlocked to go. Cigarette
run. I smoke a cigarette every once in a while.
Nobody knows what that fucking dude that was going on through his head. Surprised he let witnesses live. It just goes to show he had a vendetta against them. Wait, did you ever go on his site, his Facebook, and read some of the comments on his Facebook?
What do they say?
It's just, some people are like, this girl keeps trying to stick up for him. And everybody's like, you dumb bitch. You fucking killed somebody. You know? And then people are going, oh, he's dead somewhere. He's laying somewhere dead. He's already dead. Like people posting stuff that messages he sent to like the girlfriends before. Like you're fucking posting dumb shit. Tell me he didn't leading up before the rape and shit. Posting, you know, phone text messages. I don't know how people got those. Unless she sent it to one of her good friends and been like, look what this dumb motherfucker.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I'm just coughing over here. What you saying?
Ooh. Give it time. He's going to be at FBI's Most Wanted. You think he's going to beat Bucky? Bucky made it, right?
Yeah.
Top 25?
Yeah, and he just got out. What did he escape prison? What was he in prison
for? He killed a cop before he got out.
Yeah, and look at all the search that was going around when he killed a cop.
It's fucked up. Here's the thing.
Because it was a cop.
Okay, listen. Here's what's fucked up about that whole situation. I was just talking to Uncle earlier about that. Bucky Phillips was due to get out in a week.
Oh, that's
the reason why he left is because a CO lied and said he had a detainer. He wasn't going nowhere. That CO should be charged with something too.
Yeah.
Because if that CO would have never lied to him and said that, he probably would have never fucking broke.
Yeah, but how many CEOs sit there and fuck around with people?
All the fucking time. Sure. So he and it ain't right.
He should have known that, though. He shouldn't have took the cop's listen, leg, but...
A lot of people do. A CEO walks up to you straight face, especially if you don't like you, and say, hey, you got a detainer.
It could be true.
And then walk away. You're like, what the fuck?
And
trying to get that CEO to come and talk to you and say, hey, please explain, is like saying, let me get $500,000 while I'm in jail.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, do you remember when he was on the loose, all the police craziness that was going on?
I know that.
This guy literally shot a girl in her face 5 times, raped her a week before, and there's been no, you wouldn't know that a murder happened here. Would not know that he was a Mourn. Not nothing. That's sick.
That is pretty sad. You got a point.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something different than that. How the CEO should be charged for fucking lying in that bucket.
They shouldn't do that.
That ain't cool. They tried to do that shit to me, but I knew ahead of time to keep checking. I would have the cool CEOs that I got along with real cool to check all the time for me. Make sure I haven't got a warrant.
Is that where a detainer is?
Yeah, you use like your day to get out. And I've seen people actually have them too. They're like all packed up, ready to go, and they tell you, hey, you might as well unpack, you got a detainer. Hand them a piece of fucking paper.
You know, that would be so heartbreaking.
Yeah, especially if it's like, so a lot of times they do it like if it's in Pennsylvania or some shit like that. And you're in Chautauqua County Jail, you got a detainer out of Warren. They're coming to get you. So you're like,
I wonder if they're going to do that with Travis since he did time in Warren, but he was charged here too.
I don't know.
They ran it together.
He's been in there a while. I wouldn't be surprised if he don't get out. So. Only thing I hope that he does something stupid in there and gets more time.
What is he? Was he in that forest one you said?
Somewhere, I don't know. I think. In Warren, I think.
Yeah, above Warren by Bradford.
What?
On your way to the train bridge, you can go by it.
By what? Oh, that prison? Yeah. I don't know if that's it or not. I don't remember what it said when I looked.
Great forest. Or
you want this?
He's been in there for what? How old's Camden? He's been in there for like 6 years now. 7 years.
I'm not sure. No.
He went to Camden was in preschool when he shortly went.
I thought he'd be out if it was New York charges. Probably. But it's PA, so who knows with them. That's that Commonwealth shit.
I remember the one time he was in the driveway when you were waiting for him to come on the bus.
And that's when he came to was in preschool.
At Fletcher, right? And how old was he then? Five? Four?
Four, preschool.
Four. Five? Yeah.
And he's 11 now. That's seven. 7 years. Yeah. Well, wow. He didn't go right then. I thought it was like a year later, maybe. Maybe six, so, 7 years
between five and seven. Sure. Five and a half.
I wouldn't be surprised if it'll get out soon. Maybe that's why he was trying to do that shit with the whole
maybe
other shit. Because he's about to get out.
Could he be out?
I don't think he's out yet, but I think he's getting out soon. Unless he has to come here in due time.
Well, Robert, when he got out, they sent him to welfare. Because we get referrals from the jail all the time. out of state referrals too for whoever's coming to Chautauqua County.
We got a halfway house thing here.
Yeah, on Glasgow.
For prisoners and shit though.
Yeah, I think it's that 51 Glasgow or Grow whatever up here.
I heard a lot of people doing those.
But
programs.
What I'm saying is, they sent Robert to DSS. They sent a lot of people that are about to get out, or will get applications for people that are still in. That are gonna get out within a couple days. A lot of rehab people. So I would figure we would hear something.
You know what I think they should do with violent felons who get out of prison?
I love you. I'm gonna go tanning now.
Love you.
Shoot them in the head. We're overpopulated anyway. Fuck it. Make the decision. Get it done. Fuck it, right?
So you shoot Keith?
I'm not saying from the past now, not from here on out.
That's what you just said.
From here on out.
People make mistakes.
Well, it's...
Well, you said shoot him dead?
Yeah, from here on out.
No. I don't even believe in a death penalty.
I think...
Honestly, me neither. I'm just talking shit.
I think your first time in prison, instead of trying to scare you straight, they need to rehabilitate you so that when you get out, you don't come back.
I saw
like offer degrees, or even if it's like carpentry, like electrician things and plumbing and trades.
There needs to be prison reform, but not what they're calling it now. Not what they're doing now. What's that, bail reform? There needs to be prison. There needs to be.
I understand you fucked up, but when you go to jail, you already know that.
You pay your price.
The human knows that.
And once you're done, you're done. It shouldn't follow you.
Some people love it.
Because you paid your debt to society.
Some people love it. That's their life. So, you know, fuck it, send me back. Who cares? I'm going with my boys, you know. I've been in prison my whole life.
Well, then that is. That sucks for the people that they've come into contact with, but that's life.
If that's you, you might as well join a gang.
Who says they haven't?
And your life's going to suck because your life's going to suck anyways.
See, yeah. Democrats are for abortion, right? Republicans are against it.
Yeah.
See, now, I'm Republican. That's what I'm signed up for.
Right.
But when
you
it
got your thing,
when it comes to that abortion thing, I think you'd be allowed to have it one.
Well, this is the thing on it.
Pro-choice
they're not against
with a limit.
Republicans
one. Pro-choice with a limit.
Because everyone
100% against
makes
it.
Mistakes. Nobody's perfect.
But twice is a choice.
Unless you're raped.
What they're against is how long they're allowing you to carry that baby.
Because, you know,
you
can't
it.
Use that as birth control. Because
there's a difference.
Wrong.
I agree, but Dennis has a good point.
What?
The Republicans ain't against abortion. What they're against is how long you should be able to carry it before you have that abortion.
A lot of them are totally against it.
Yeah,
abortion.
There are, but it's not... That's a far, far right
and
thing.
That's the religious
and
right.
That ain't conservative. Conservatives
yeah,
say
but they just
you've
said
been raped,
2 weeks
incest. What's the other one?
They were just talking about 2 weeks or something the other day.
Or if you make a mistake. But now people are turning ties because they have that day after pill now. And they're like, well, why don't you take that instead of carrying this baby this whole time? What's the sense of carrying that baby and then killing
this
it?
This is what I would call totally fine.
And they keep allowing the girl go.
A lot of people are going to be like, oh my God, that's wrong, da 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 da.
And they do it over
and
over.
And it's government funded or it wouldn't be an issue.
If that baby can survive out of the woman, totally live a healthy life, then it's too far along. But if it can't survive out of the woman, by how far along she is, if it can't survive, then okay. That's the way I look at it.
But now with the miracle of the advancement of medical abilities, you can keep a child. You can, I don't know how young, but
the youngest is like 4 months. I think 4 months old or some shit like that.
Post conception, 4 months post conception.
I think. I looked that up one time. And a lot of people, I don't know. If it has a heart, I don't know. To me, when it has a nervous system, when it can feel that shit, maybe.
Okay.
Then fuck that. That ain't right. Because who would want to get fucking vacuumed up, chopped up, and...
Yeah, when you're alive.
And listen, and if you get raped... Then you should know right away you don't want the baby and it shouldn't be that far along.
Right.
When you're getting it done.
Get it when it's there.
But I don't think you should be able to get one damn when you're fucking 6, 7, 8 months pregnant. Hell no.
I think it's like birth. If you gotta pay for
birth.
Because
that's a baby, man.
That's the third trimester.
That's a pay for your baby. You should have to pay for your abortion if you gotta pay for your birth.
I think everyone,
and they should fund adoptions.
I'm one of them people where people are not perfect. People make mistakes. After so many fucking mistakes, it's no longer a mistake. So you gotta have that's why I said one. One's fair because this is a serious fucking situation. Right. It's
you
like
can't keep on
you know, there's a lot of issues that go
keep
down
making
the line.
This kind of mistake.
Like after you,
so
look
you get
at
one motherfucking mistake when it comes to that, and after that, no. And then when you ain't gonna sit here and decide, well, I'm gonna keep it, and then 6 months down the road, no, okay, never mind. No, too far. No more mistakes.
No more fucking mistakes.
Close your legs, wrap that shit up.
Adoption
birth
should
control
be easier than
it's
it is
fucking
too.
Free.
Easier.
You can't say that you can't afford it because you can go anywhere.
Have the kid,
and get the
and
rubbers.
Then,
you can go to a school if you want
adopt
to.
It out.
They didn't have a rubber to give you.
Well, I don't know if I agree with the adoption system either.
Well, it's got to be a different system.
It's got to be easier for people to adopt kids than what it is. Like, your bank account's got to be fucking immaculate, your credit score, your job, your house. Well, I understand some of that, but why should it cost you so much money to adopt?
Yeah, sure.
And here's another question.
Yeah, sure.
Because
here's a question.
Are, and they get paid.
There should be
here's a question.
Grants.
What's your
should there be a rule on the people that have kids? Like, you see some people like these motherfuckers should not have a fucking kid.
You
or you might
like,
see
like,
a couple mentally challenged people that want to have a fucking kid. And they decide to have. Is that right?
I think once
you know
you're.
I mean? Because you know it's going to come
out.
Resource
Center says you got to let them fuck.
But are they, have
I
they been
there,
neutered?
If they wanted to mess
yeah.
around.
Are they, like, vasectomized?
I told them, I said, I ain't putting no rubber on fucking tied? Nobody, none of that shit. I'm not fucking helping nobody get undressed, put clothes back
no.
on. I said, fuck that
unless
shit.
I'm getting paid for filming.
You send so-and-so in there. Why him? Because he's gay and he won't get fucking
you know
brought
how
up on charges for anything.
Whack jobs and
he's
buying that
say,
man
oh,
shit.
He touched me.
Two mentally challenged
you
him.
You fuck that shit.
Porn. Fucking... Dude, you never know. That might be the next fucking thing. Resource centers be blowing up. Fucking, I need that new movie. I need that new movie. My clients here are going fucking crazy. They're dying to see it.
Yeah.
They like sex too, you know. That's a new thing. They like sex. They like sex.
Mentally challenged porn.
Yep.
Retard Ruthie does a groupie.
Retard Ruthie does a groupie.
Yeah, there you go. You've been thinking about this already, haven't you?
Dennis has already got the business plan laid out. Oh, Schneikes.
Start marketing, Jesse. Where's the jester?
Oh, yeah.
I'm down, man.
Well, I'll end up in
Except
jail.
I took a marketing quiz on Indeed, and I didn't score very high, so I just got complete. But on social media and everything else, I'm proficient.
You want to be in the movie?
Imagine the people that, imagine the people that go after you, though.
Oh, shit.
Can even have midgets, too.
Oh, we could be the most offensive porn shop.
Dude, you know how hard it was to try to find a midget stripper?
Yeah.
To find a midget stripper, dude, it took me. I still didn't find
Only
it.
In America.
Retired relations.
Ray's, Ray's bachelor party. I tried to get him up. I was going to go really wrong.
Mix them.
I'm sure they are hard to come by.
Let's breed them.
Guy out, and I can't remember if it was Cleveland or Buffalo. But he said years ago I had one, dude.
They already are.
And the things that she would do and the money she made.
Oh, I'm Jesus.
But if you find one, let me know.
Yeah.
He said one day she took off, never heard from her again.
Yeah, because she realized she was getting used.
But she was making bookie. He said, man, she brought in big bucks. The crowds loved her.
And I wonder how much of that she got.
And he goes, but one day she disappears. So if you find one, let me know.
Yeah.
Send her my way, he says.
The homie days are over, I do believe.
Yo. I got one.
What?
A midget. I know one. Yeah. It's a guy, though.
Is he a midget stripper?
He would be down, I bet. All you have to do is take his legs off and put shoes on his nubs.
There you go, yeah.
Junior.
Junior.
Fuck, he getting down.
He go viral.
He
would. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, man. Does Junior want to be a stripper?
Maybe.
He can make us some money.
Get Maybe. A couple of skateboards.
Be like, Junior, we're in a pickle. We came up with a perfect
plan. But we panned it, so you can't do it on
There's a shortage. I didn't know if you knew this, but there's a shortage. Literally.
No way.
We need a midget. What the fuck you call me for? Well, we need you to take your legs off.
And roll out down the street.
Midget up, man.
Midget up.
You know, Bushwick Bill, this
shit. Go up top of the, what is it? 7th Green Hill? You know where that is?
6th? He would only be like a solo, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Too, because here, they're only like to here, so is you're knocking off. Caught?
He has the knee, or no?
Yeah, the knee's there.
He has the knee?
Yeah. So that would make it look like he has little mini knees. So the little things be going like this. He's already done it before when I first seen him after the accident. He was sitting in his wheelchair. And he's sitting there like this. And he's like, yeah, watch this. And he grabbed my shoes and put them on the stubs. And he went like this. And he looked like a little motherfucker just running, dude. I was dying. Well, perfect, dude. We got an idea, man. Then we can go global.
Good shit.
Hit us up at www.midgetjunior.
You could even lie and say, you know, proceeds goes towards amputees.
We would never lie.
No.
Proceeds go towards
because nobody can ever know he's amputee. He's got to be midget junior.
Yeah. Yeah. Proceeds would go to me. To us. We give Junior 25%. We're fair.
25.
You just got to come up with something that everybody
yeah.
to get out there at first. Something that people Google all the time.
We're giving him a platform to start on.
Yeah.
A catchy name that's going to come up. Nothing long or nothing. Or you can do something long that everybody Googles. Just
Junior Midge.
Since you're the manager, you're going to have to let him stay with you to keep an eye on him. Make sure people don't try to harass him.
Yeah. I don't like that idea.
You're doing it for the team, man. You're doing it for the team.
I can't do it, bro.
You
know, I can't do it.
How many girls you would have over?
This is what's gonna make us go, man. This is the flame to our fuse.
You
go
out there and eat up that thing, man.
I can't do it.
We're about to explode.
But I got a girl, Uncle. I don't need that shit.
You can have some more.
I don't need more. I don't want more.
What would turn your girl on more than indoor midget stripper? She'd be all worked up
She's
for
gotta
you.
Be a salesman.
She could climb your pole when you're done.
No, because I'd have to be alive.
Sell it.
I'd have to be alive in order to sell it. And
I can see him now. It's a leather chaps and a cowboy hat coming out.
Move, buckaroo.
Running down the street.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Come on,
skateboard. Give him a big tricycle.
We gotta make sure we're on.
Bling, bling.
Is on there.
I fucking love cannabis, man.
So what I need y'all to do, starting today, from here on out, is to just be a better version of yourself, smoke weed every motherfucking day, and just make shit happen, man.